Well, you've landed on the Ashley and Brad Show, and once again, we thank you for doing so, because in a world of too many choices, you've locked it in and ripped the knob off the best choice.
That's right.
Lock it in. So speaking of too many choices, plenty of people chimed in about this. For example, Donna said, too many things to choose from? How about things on TV to watch?
That's true. It could take you a half an hour to decide what you want to narrow it down to.
I'm not going to argue for this was the best, but it was a lot easier if you just had three choices and you saw what was on there. And it still wound up being pretty good programming that we still remember to this day.
Because you only had three things to watch.
Okay. But now you've got 10,000 and nobody sees any of them. And you can't talk about any of them communally because nobody's seen these different disparate choices.
I don't know about that.
Anyway.
I disagree.
Well, also, of course you do. Katie also said, talk about choice overload, being a purchasing agent for the interior design business for 40 years.
Interior design.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah. So 8 million different choices of fabrics and
so many
patterns.
Things out there she can never make up her mind. Her house is in the early married style. Everything is hand-me-down and nothing matches. So thanks for that. Lots of choices out there. And you found it the best one. The Ashley and Brad Show. 888-922-7234 is how do you get in touch. Thanks for everybody doing so. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, that morning rush can be pretty overwhelming. In fact, a little bit more overwhelming than anticipated, at least according to this study. Staggering 35% of respondents said they experienced the height of their stress, the most anxiety-inducing time of the day, 8:15 in the morning. Parents said that dealing with the unpredictability of kids, their emotions, feeding them, dressing them, packing their lunches, just turns morning into chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It always does.
Always. Every day.
The making of the lunches on the way out. It's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So an actual Dungeons and Dragons game, a show kind of, is going to be held at Madison Square Garden. Let me say that again. MSG, the 19,000 seat venue. And it's exactly what it sounds like. People are paying to sit in a sports arena, watch other people play.
Wow.
It's scheduled for January of 2020.
I wonder if my buddies John Bardeen and Dennis Benjamin will be there.
If they got tickets.
With their graph paper making their own dungeons.
Okay, well.
From Once Upon a Time.
Probably. So ESPN has greenlit a 30 for 30 documentary about the life of late broadcaster Stuart Scott, who became one of the most recognizable figures at ESPN. The documentary will detail his rise there, his impact on media and culture, and the pains he sustained through his divorce and his battle with cancer, which ended his life at the age of 49.
Yeah, yeah.
The film is in production. No premiere date announced yet. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, y'all. Today is your Wednesday, April 17th, 2024.
Mike.
It is day 108 of this year. There are 258 days left in the leap year. Who's got birthdays? Well, right at the very top, a legend, an icon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can truly say when he is known around the world, that's when you can say he's a legend and an icon.
Okay.
He's 87 years old, and he just happens to be a duck. Daffy Duck.
Oh.
Daffy Duck is now 87 years old.
Happy birthday, Daffy.
Making his first appearance in the Looney Tune Porky's Duck Hunt.
Well, thank you, Ashley and Brad.
Jan Hammer is now 76 years old, composer of the Miami Vice theme. Michael Cimbello, Flashdance, is now 70. Sean Bean is 65, Lord of the Rings. Jennifer Garner is 52 years old. Posh Spice of the Spice Girls is now turning 50 years old. That's Victoria Beckham, by the way.
Okay.
Rooney Mara is 39, and Deacon Fry, as in Glenn Fry's son, is 31.
He's in the band.
He was in the band. He stepped down from the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. And then Vince Gill came in, right?
Yeah, Vince Gill. It happened on this date in history. In 1865, Mary Surratt was arrested as a co-conspirator in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. In 1907, Ellis Island Immigration Center processed 11,000 people more than any other day.
Wow.
In 1964, the Ford Motor Company unveiled the Ford Mustang at the World's Fair. The price tag, $2,000.
That was really expensive for them.
You could get a little bit more than $2,000, even for the most junked up version of that original 64 Mustang. In 1964, same year, same day, the FBI reported that it could not determine the lyrics of the Kingsmen's Louie Louie.
Was that a problem?
It was. They thought that they were perhaps saying naughty things in the song. But they said they couldn't quite determine.
Nobody still knows what that says.
In 1970, this is when Apollo 13 spacecraft returned safely to Earth. You've seen the movie. You know what happens.
Yeah.
And in 1973, another Tom Hanks link, not only to Apollo 13, but this one to Castaway. In 1973, on this date, Federal Express delivered its first package. And still, the thought of everything routing through one city,
it's pretty
one
amazing.
Airport,
yeah,
was just mind-boggling.
And Amazon's like, hold my package.
Yeah. Memphis. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yep.
Special events for today. It's Bat Appreciation Day, Banana Day, International Ford Mustang Day. We told you why. Cheese Ball Day. Is that the actual treat or the jokes that I enjoy? Crawfish
Both.
Day. Kickball Day.
Going to talk about that later.
That's awesome. World Hemophilia Day. And today is International Haiku Poetry Day.
Once was a girl from Nantucket. Is it that one?
Not that one. It follows the 575
rule.
Oh,
yeah.
For example, morning waves of sound. Ashley and Brad converse. Laughter fills the air.
Oh, very nice.
There's your haiku for today.
You get an A for trying.
Thank you. And if you have a birthday and a special event, tell us when it is and we'll celebrate. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Let's talk about selfies here on the Ashley and Brad Show, because I love talking about selfies.
You do? I don't think I've ever heard you talk about that
do
before.
Do I ever? I love selfies. Now, it's all right. Truth be told, I originated the selfie. Yes, me
what?
Personally, historically created the first selfie.
Oh, because you and your giant condor arms.
In college, I had, of course, a film camera, and at parties, I would often just take these, you know, arms-length pictures.
Because
people are like, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm not going to give the camera to hold. Here, take a picture. Like, I do it myself. So this is a long tradition with me. However, I don't do it nearly as much as I see other people.
Oh, I do. And I also see the videos. I was shopping for makeup not too long ago, and I happened to be wanting to grab something, and there was a lady doing a video to post online. And I was like, it was awkward because I thought, well, that's, you know, weird. I don't want to be on her video later. But people are saying that there should be some places that...
A selfie-free zone?
A selfie and a video-free zone, because
Amen,
not everybody
sister.
Wants
Amen,
to be
sister.
In your picture. Like, specifically, like at the gym, like in yoga studios and workout classes.
Right.
I see people, you know, posting all the time at a gym.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, there's people in the background. They may not want to be in your video.
Right.
So should there be places where you're like, listen... Enough. We don't hear this. This should be a selfie, video free area.
Okay. In a sound effect? Yes. But where are you going to start drawing those lines?
I know. That's the weird thing.
Because everyone's like, well, it's a public space. You can take a picture. Look, let's put it this way. You're already being videotaped no matter where you go.
Sure. But it's not ending up on the internet that I know of.
That you know of. Exactly.
I don't know.
Right.
So what do you guys think? Are there places where you're like, listen, I'm in workout clothes. I don't want my, you know, my picture being on somebody else's social media play.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a baseball game or something like that, you're probably going to be on camera, maybe even on TV.
Well, right.
But you're dressed up. You're there for, you know, you're not dressed up, but you don't look like you're going to a gym.
I thought about this 30-something years ago when I worked in theme parks as any one of those characters.
Right.
A Ghostbuster, a Blues Brother. I can't tell you how many home videos I must be on.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
is that thousands, Brad
Abel? Thousands of people's videos are like, I must be on them somewhere.
That's really kind of cool. That's what we need to do is get a compilation of you
right.
from 1984.
Exactly. Right.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. That's what we do with this word of the day. If you've missed them, then go to our website, which is ashleybradradio.com. You'll see the link at the top for all of these words. Today's word is a verb. It is Dutch in origin from mid-17th century. Today's word is bedizzen.
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 Can I call Alex Van Halen?
You sure can.
Ask him how to pronounce
that. Or my buddy Danny, who is Dutch as well. But that is your word. Go ahead and try and spell bedizzen, and then we'll talk about its meaning, definition.
Yeah. I'm sure this is wrong.
Okay. Let's hear.
B-I-D-I-Z-E-N.
Is? By a letter.
Oh, really?
B-E-D-I-Z-E-N. Oh. Bedizen is the word. It just means to dress up or decorate gaudily. I don't want to fade into the background. I want to be bedizened with rhinestones and sparkles.
So it's like bedazzle.
Kind of.
I wonder if that's where that word came from.
It certainly could be. After high school prom and maybe weddings, there aren't many opportunities to bedizen yourself.
you can bedizen yourself anytime you want.
Fancy clothes call for fancy words. Bedizen, pairing the obsolete Dutch word ditzen, or which means to deck out with the intensifier B, literally breaks down to be all decked out is what it means.
There you go.
So you can bedazzle your bedizen.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks, Coach. You get in touch with our show at 888-922-7234. Coach lives by the Vince Lombardi rule.
Which is?
5 minutes early is 10 minutes late.
Listen, that was my dad.
Oh, yeah, it was mine too. New employees should understand the day they take the job. They should, Coach, shouldn't they?
Do we need to make that a written rule? Because I think that's an unwritten rule that you show up early for your shifts, even a few minutes to put your stuff away and get ready.
Say it with us, everybody.
I don't know.
Showing up early is on time. Showing up on time is
late.
Showing up late,
you're fired.
At least it used to be.
That was my dad, man.
Now you've got your supervisors begging, if you could just please call and let us know that you're not going to be in, that we'll work with. Anyway. Thanks, Coach. 888-9-EB-RADIO is that phone number. Here's some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, new technology to help drivers escape if their vehicles become submerged in water has been developed. Pressure from water that pushes against the car makes it almost impossible to either open a door or roll the windows down. And then if the electrical system malfunctions, they may not even work at all.
Right.
So Automatic Window Opening Systems Technologies says its vehicle escape system works by automatically lowering windows with the potential of saving hundreds of lives annually. AWOS hopes it can be standard in vehicles in the next 3 to 5 years.
You know what would solve this? The old hand crank. Bring back the hand crank. Then you could just
do
it yourself.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure companies are clamoring to put that back in the car.
We'll be saving lives, that's for sure.
So worldwide pizza chain Domino's has never offered a traditional New York-style pizza on its menu. Until now. Oh. They are joining the ranks of Pizza Hut and Papa John's, who also offer that on their menus. This will be a thin crust blend of 100% mozzarella and provolone cheeses in giant foldable slices available on their medium through extra large sizes.
Well, they've had the very thin crust for a long time, but they always cut up in squares. They've never made the triangle slice.
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting. So the National Recording Registry that lives in the Library of Congress adds new things every year that says this is part of our national history, part of our
cultural heritage.
Yeah, part of our audio treasures.
Yes.
Now there are 650, by the way, recordings in the registry. Some of the things being added this year, here's just a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Cars, the album The Cars,
okay.
1978 is going to from 1978 is going to be in there. Arrival from ABBA will be in there.
Uh-huh.
Parallel Lines from Blondie.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from Gene Autry, 1949. Yep. And this song drives you nuts. Personally, I know.
Oh, no.
It's Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, plus a bunch of others as well.
I'm looking at the list, and I mean, going back to 2002, is that possible when they started this? Was just 2002? One of their first entries is Who's On First, the Abbott and Costello routine.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah. And then White Christmas, Bing Crosby. So, interesting. The Ashley and Brad podcast will
be on there
very soon. Very soon.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. Let's talk about survival skills. No, we're not talking about can you get a Wi-Fi hotspot somewhere.
that is a survival skill in a crowded place.
No. I'm talking
about... If you're in the forest.
Real survival skills.
How are you going to get Wi-Fi?
I'm talking about fire starting, finding clean water, to get a shelter built.
Have you taught your kids that stuff?
Not yet.
Okay.
When we go camping, it's, we talk about those kinds of things.
Okay.
Is, the difference between north and south, and you can see moss growing on the north side of a tree.
Because you know what?
That kind of stuff.
Nobody taught me survival skills. It was,
really? You don't say.
I mean, like, I know to call 911 or AAA if my car breaks down.
But what if you're out in the middle of nowhere, though?
My plan in life is never to be out in the middle of nowhere.
I see.
That's if I can at all avoid that. Because...
Okay, but basic first aid. Do you know that?
I know basic first aid and CPR. So, okay. Like, my dad was in the military, so he had, you know, a set of skills that I just never possessed. And I don't recall him ever teaching me stuff like how to use a compass. So I'm going to ask
you... How about
you
a square knot or a trucker's hitch?
No, I can't do any of those.
Okay.
So, and they say, listen, survival skills are important for all of us. And there are some things I don't know. Like, okay, and I understand water is essential, but I don't know how to purify water. If I'm out in a someplace.
Yeah. I mean, there's any number of, there's a life straw, which is
that I would take with me.
But then there's these bags that you can literally have the sediment settle and then pour in stuff that can separate it. And then it becomes, but I mean, in a pinch, you obviously want to try and filter it through your clothing. If you can.
Yeah, but that's only going to take the sediment that you can see out.
Or then, if you can, you distill it by putting it in a container. Like, I've seen this done at Ocean. You have to have the right stuff, but put seawater into something where the sun can heat it up, and then it condenses onto something else.
But what if you're thirsty right now? That sounds like a three-day process.
Well, you're talking about survival, though, so you got to take time.
Okay, so there's that. Do you know how to start a fire without matches or a lighter? Do you know the friction thing?
I've seen Castaway. I've seen Tom Hanks do it. I've created fire! it takes a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so that I don't know how to do.
Okay.
Basic navigation skills, I mean... Yes, I can use a compass if I had one, but like landmarks, like I don't know certain things.
Can you read a topographical map? Do you know what the gradations
I understand. Yes. I mean, like it'll show you the mountains. It'll show you hills. Topography is not a skill set that I, you know, have owned, but I very basic knowledge of that.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure you do. My dad did. How to build basic shelter using natural things. Like, if there's palm fronds lying around, I could probably figure it out. Yeah. But
you want to find something that's already kind of there, a tree or something, and build upon that.
What if it's just a bunch of twigs?
Yeah, well, you then can you make a lattice work of something and then try and thatch it with a roof or something. We need to get you camping is what the answer to all of this is.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
But I do want to know, do you guys know survival skills? Or because we live in this modern society, you just figure, I don't really need to know how to build fire.
As soon as that Wi-Fi goes down, it is
it's chaos,
Lord
man.
Of the Flies.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. Let's talk about your childhood fears for a second, because we all have different ones, don't we? No two are the same, but a lot of people have the clown fear, which is one of those I just don't understand. Well. Clowns never really did it for me. But I got to tell you, having had a ventriloquist doll, Willie Talk.
He is scary looking.
Who my buddy, my lifelong pal.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the film Poltergeist.
Yeah.
And I saw the clown under the bed come
like,
to life.
You're
I was
uh-oh.
Oh boy. That kind of put the willies in me, pun intended, of like, okay, he's going to leap off the shelf any night now.
Right.
And,
still have him in your closet.
I do. He's a part of the family. I can't get rid of him now.
It's true.
But I think I've moved past that. But still.
He should be in your holiday cards.
As a kid, though, those thunderstorms in Miami, that lightning and thunder was. Man.
Yeah, we had them in Oklahoma with the tornadoes, and it is scary. And I'm not afraid of bad weather now, but there are other things like, and I know you find this hilarious, but my dad used to hide behind doors and stuff like that as a kid. And I'd be like walking into my room or something, and he would just leap out and I would just cringe. So as an adult,
masks too, right?
Which is why I don't like to go to Halloween, like the haunted houses.
Right.
Because I would come out of the bathroom just fear, like, where is he? Where is he hiding? And so I happen to be a tad jumpy as an adult.
I've noticed over the years.
So is there something that scared you guys when you were kids and you think, oh, you know what? I still kind of have that.
Again, one of those things that I've never, I don't have to deal with it, but deep water. And I know this is a fear for some people. And there's an actual
there's
name
that
for
movie
it.
Too with it when they got stuck.
Anyway, what's lurking in the depths of the ocean? that you don't know.
What about just in a lake? What if you just go skiing? There could be...
Oh, there's gators, for sure.
Yeah. What about you? Are you still afraid of whatever scared you as a kid?
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It is game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program. It is time to class up the joint, everybody. Time to get a little sophisticated. And to get some classical music knowledge in here.
Are you going to make me try to...
I will exactly do that. I'm going to play some classical music clips, and then you must correctly identify. I will accept the title or the composer.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do well.
But if you could give me both, that would be excellent, Ashley. Okay. And I don't know why it is. I did take a college class.
On classical music?
About classical music.
Wow.
So, and they played, by the end of it, I was like, oh, I actually do know some classical music.
It's like I've heard them, but that doesn't mean I know who wrote them.
I took this little quiz and I was like, oh, I know a lot of these.
Okay.
And I think you may as well. Mm-hmm. Let's start with this.
I believe that's Beethoven.
Yes, it is. It's often a childhood beginning classic. Most kids learn that one.
That's for a beginners?
Oh, yeah. I remember my sister banging out that one for years.
Mm, okay.
It's Beethoven, Für Elise is the name of that one.
Okay.
And you hear Schroeder playing that in the
Peanuts. Yes, in the Peanuts. If it wasn't for Peanuts and Bugs Bunny, I probably wouldn't be exposed to
exactly.
a lot of this music.
Exactly. And we will get to that. But first, who is this piece by?
Is that Vivaldi?
Not Vivaldi, no. But it's... this, I would say, is my most favorite piece of classical music.
Really?
It is that gorgeous. It moves me to tears often.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, I know I've heard it, but I don't know.
It's called Clair de Lune by Debussy.
Okay.
Or Debussy. I've heard everyone pronounce his name differently.
Okay.
Exactly. How about this piece of music?
It's from Peter and the Wolf.
Okay.
But, yeah, it is.
How about title and artist?
Oh, I know it's from Peter and the Wolf, but I don't know. I know it, but I don't know it.
Okay, funny story. I call my accountant around tax time the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That was the on-hold music.
That's probably what they're feeling.
And I said, you don't really want to have Griegs in the Hall of the Mountain King playing on hold.
There you go.
And he goes, that's what's playing? I was like, yeah. It's not the most calming music.
No. Watch right. Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, my gosh. How about this one? You talked about classic instances where this has popped up.
Mm-hmm.
You'll recognize this.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, it was in there, but it was also in another film.
It was?
Yes.
What was the provided, film?
It was the soundtrack, essentially, for The Bad News Bears. They played that music throughout the film from the opera Carmen. That's
why did they play that?
Because it just happened to match
that was their theme song?
The antics on the field of what they want to. That's the March of the Toreadors from Gizeh right there. And then finally, these are all great. How about your Bach, Beethoven's, and Brahms and Tchaikovsky's? How about some good old American composers? Who is this?
I want to say John Williams, but I know. No, it's not John Williams. Is that Sousa?
That's not Sousa. No, that's Aaron Copland. Hoedown is the name of that.
And aha!
I know that from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. They covered that, too.
Really?
So, anyway, there you go.
Well, I flunked.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Mike H. You're getting in touch with our show. Are you guys wearing your pajamas to work? He asked, since it was wear your pajamas to work.
I know.
And I said no, but everybody else is. When they go to the grocery store or the movie theater.
I've never worn sweats or pajamas to. And listen, nobody sees us. I could.
You're in the minority, sister. You need to get with the program because everybody is. And also, Francis got in touch. He says he's absolutely in tune with me about the reboot allergies. He doesn't like things being rebooted. Speaking of allergies, Yep, he struggles with those, and he's in search of anything to dehumidify his mustache.
Oh, wow.
So thanks, Francis and Mike H., for getting in touch. 888-922-7234. Here is some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, in a recent survey, the morning rush seems to be the most overwhelming time of our days. A staggering 35% of respondents said, yeah, 8:15 in the morning is the most anxiety-inducing time because parents are struggling with the unpredictability of kids and their emotions, and then you got to feed them, you got to get them dressed, you got to pack their lunches, and it turns mornings into just chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, I know experts say get as much of it done the night before as you can.
Right.
So have you ever found yourself singing along to a song and realizing, boy, these lyrics are really repetitive?
Yes.
Well, a recent study of English language songs released between 1970 and 2020 has shed some light on a fascinating trend. Researchers delved into the world of all kinds, you know, pop, rock, R&B, country, rap.
Yes.
And they found that lyrics have become simpler and more repetitive over time. The study also points out that a lot of it could be because the music industry has changed so much. With streaming services and the internet, there's more music out there, so artists use repetition to stand out.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
crowd. I mean, you don't have 6, 7, 8 minute songs like you used to.
Well, even my 10-year-old has heard some of the newer stuff. He's like, right. Dad, it's all the same. And I was like, buddy, you are wise beyond your years.
You're preaching to the choir, baby.
Yeah, amen, brother. Yes.
So Keanu Reeves has been confirmed to voice the iconic character Shadow the Hedgehog in the third installment of Sonic the Hedgehog. The films are based on the Sega video game franchise. The live action and animated movies follow Sonic, a blue hedgehog who can run at supersonic speeds. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is expected to open December 20th. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, I don't need to tell you, shopper, consumer, that prices, it seems, are going up just a little bit.
It's expensive to go to the grocery store.
And I just went and got two regular plastic bags, two of those, and maybe a half of one filled. So 2.5 bags, $74.
Expensive.
For not caviar. Yeah. We're talking produce.
Right.
And a few other. It's like, oh, come on now.
I know. So we talked the other day about, you know, the fact that it is a lot more expensive. And, you know, you can buy the generic and stuff, which I do anyway. But, and I've always heard, don't go shopping on an empty stomach.
That's right.
And they
your
said.
Your eyes are always bigger than your shopping cart.
And here's the thing. Do you know how much extra? Because we're. On average, most of us go to the grocery store usually twice a week. So if you go twice a week and you go hungry and you pick up, just get a little snack or a little this, it's almost $30 per trip. So that'd be $60 extra a week on top of it. And
$60, that's 2 bags of groceries. That's
right,
it.
Right, right.
It's not a whole bunch.
I definitely try to go off peak times.
Yeah.
Because I like to get in and get out of the grocery store. I don't want to leisurely look around.
Yeah.
But they said the best time between 8 and 10 in the morning, worst time is between 4 and 6 at night and then on the weekends.
Dinner time.
But if it is busy, I do find myself not wanting to stand in line, so I'll go up and down the aisles a few more times to see if the line dissipates.
Okay, but are you always self-checking or going checkout with somebody else?
It's been frustrating because I try to do the self-checkout, but then there are times where I'll scan it and I'll put it in the bag and it'll say, put it in the bag. I'm like, I did. Right. And they'll say, take it out of the bag. And I'm like, okay, listen. I get frustrated and there's usually somebody there that helps out.
Yeah.
But on average, I'll try to go and have somebody else scan. What about you?
I'm almost always 100% scanning myself. But if there's extra produce that needs to get weighed, I'm like, I'm just going to go through and have that done by somebody else.
Yeah, because some of them, you got to look it up.
Right, they know the SKUs. They already know the numbers for it, and they can look it up a lot quicker than I can.
Yeah, exactly. And do you go with a list?
Never.
Okay.
Now, my wife will hand me a list.
But you don't pay attention to it.
Well, I do, of course. I get every... Okay. Point taken.
I know you get everything on it, but do you get a little extra?
So, no.
A little something for you?
Nope. And that's exactly the point. Is just the other night, we're making dinner. She goes, did you get some broccoli or some other? I was like, no, why would I? It wasn't on the list. She just handed me a list with a specific amount of items. I got every one of those things and nothing more.
Okay. Oh,
and she's like,
you.
But you didn't get the, you didn't, how come you didn't get? I was like, because it wasn't on the list.
On the list.
That's it.
Well, because a lot of us think we're going to remember, and then we get to the store, and we get home, we're like, oh, yeah, I forgot to do that.
Right.
Now, this says the average grocery store run is 39 minutes. I don't want to be in there 40 minutes. I'm in and out within like 10.
Sounds about right.
Except when they redo it. Sometimes they put stuff on different shelves. When they rearrange it, that really messes me up.
What is your shopping experience like? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
So it seems like we're all trying to save a dollar or two these days because prices are a little crazy right now. There's all kinds of discounts you could get. There's one home improvement that always asks, you got any discounts? Military, senior, anything like that. I was like, no, not yet.
Okay.
I'm getting there, but come on, don't rush me.
Don't rush me.
I'll get there eventually. But the student discount should be one that's out there for some places.
I mean, I remember being in college, and if you had your ID on you, like the movie theater was cheaper, and there were a bunch of places where, like, restaurants that would offer student discounts, so those are the places we went.
Yeah, well, you know, times were different, and things were already cheap to begin with. So, I mean, it was all-you-could-eat spaghetti dinners for, like, $2.99.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So wow.
You could feast like a king and for a couple of bucks. So.
And my daughter will be, you're like, hey, Mom, let's do this. She's like, I get my student discount. I'm like, okay, yeah, then I can do it. But what if you're a student? Like, what if, like, next week you decide, well, I'm going to go back to community college and take a class, and you get an ID card because you're a student.
Right.
Would you think that you should be eligible for a student discount?
Heck yeah. Oh,
that's what this woman thought.
Of course you should be.
She went back to get her undergraduate degree, and she was technically a student.
Yeah.
And she wanted to use it, and people wouldn't take her ID. They're like,
oh, no.
And
No. If you're paying tuition, you are a student.
Well, and that's the thing. If you're paying tuition on that, then your budget at home is slightly adjusted.
Yeah.
So
heck
you
yeah.
should, you know, be able to, right?
That's what I think.
I keep thinking I want to take a class at the community college.
Well,
now.
That's what I'm saying.
Ashley and Brad.
Everybody knows the answer to these because the name of the game is called Everybody Knows. On each card, there are questions that are so patently simple. Everybody knows the answer. It's just a matter of how quickly can you answer them.
Right.
In 30 seconds. 10 questions on the clock. Are you ready? Here we go. The largest eggs come from which bird?
Ostrich.
What is an Eskimo canoe propelled by double-bladed paddles
propeller.
Called? No, what's an Eskimo canoe propelled by double-bladed paddles called?
I don't know.
Infectious disease causing a itchy rash common in childhood before the vaccine
chicken
was
developed.
Chickenpox? Author of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Twain.
American tabloid that features stories that inquiring minds want to know.
National Enquirer.
How did Buddy Holly die?
Oh, I blame you. Squarely, I blame you.
And frankly, the print was a lot smaller than it used to be.
Okay, put on the glasses.
What is an Eskimo canoe propelled by double-bladed paddles called kayak?
I don't like the way they wrote that question.
Well, that's the way it's
written. And I don't like the way you read it.
That's the way it's written, and that's how I read it. How did Buddy Holly die?
In a plane crash.
American author and lecturer, blind and deaf, who helped to communicate to Ann Sullivan.
Helen Keller.
If you're crying but you're happy, what do you have tears of?
Joy.
Galactic phenomena of gravitational field so strong that light can't escape it.
Black hole.
American heavyweight boxer who bit an opponent's ear.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knows it's a time issue, though. All right, sister, let's see how quickly you can read.
Are you ready? What's the capital of Belgium?
Brussels.
An appliance for getting your clothes clean.
Washing machine.
Yes. The person who gets the members of sports teams to work together.
Coach.
Central cabinets in the kitchen or a landmass surrounded
Island.
By water. If the courtroom becomes unruly, the judge will bang this.
The gavel.
Yes. What is greater, 5 times 3 or 20 minus 4?
The 20 minus 4.
Okay. This winged creature ignites into flames and is reborn from the ashes.
Phoenix.
And what kind of horror creature is Chucky?
A doll. Well, it's
he's a possessed doll.
Yeah.
You can eat with this utensil or bang two together for a percussion instrument.
Sticks. Chopsticks?
No.
It's a utensil to eat with and
bang together for a percussion.
A hi-hat, a cymbal, a drum.
Spoons! You don't eat with a cymbal. Well, you can
hit sticks. That qualifies chopsticks.
Spoons. You talk to them. And if someone stayed beyond an invited time, they have overstayed.
They're welcome.
That's correct. So you got Brussels, you got washing machine, Coach Island, gavel. Yeah, you got everything. It's just, again, you got
to
be
time
like,
issue.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Francis, again, for getting in touch with our show. You do often. 888-922-7234. Segs, I'm guessing he means the Segway, the popular little scooter, the electric scooter.
Yeah.
Segs are not things you should try because you'll land on your head and need 29 stitches and 6 months of a concussion protocol.
Is he speaking from experience?
I think perhaps he is.
Was he trying to Paul Blart mall cop it
maybe
down the sidewalk?
I don't know. But he's getting in touch with us, and maybe that's why he was taking an absence from the show. A little recuperation, but this could have been a long time ago. But anyway, thanks, Francis. You're always getting in touch with us at 888-922-7234, and you can too. It's a text. It's a voicemail. In fact, we just spoke to Chris.
Yeah, we did.
Who's listening to our show right now.
He and his wife listen.
Chris and Ori. We want to give them a shout out, so thanks for listening. 888-922-7234 with news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, new technology can help drivers escape if their vehicles become submerged in water. Pressure from water pushing against the car window can make it almost impossible for the windows or the doors to open. And if the electrical system malfunctions, they may not open at all. But Automatic Window Opening Systems Technologies says of their vehicle escape system works by automatically lowering the windows. It could potentially save hundreds of lives. AWOS hopes it can be standard in vehicles in the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
So PepsiCo is voluntarily recalling one of its most popular sugar-free drinks because it turns out they made it with the sugar. According to an FDA announcement, the company is recalling more than 230 cases of sugar and caffeine-free Schweppes ginger ale. It was accidentally made with the full sugar, so
Oopsie.
It could be very unsafe for certain people to drink.
Okay.
So you might know him from Ghostbusters, the movies and the series. Now Ernie Hudson is starring in a new movie called Oswald Down the Rabbit Hole. Hudson will take on the role of Oswald, a brilliant animator who is cast away to a bone-chilling magical prison. After over 100 years of being trapped there, his come-to-life cartoon rabbit is out for blood. Filming is set to go into production in the next few weeks. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad dispensing with some pithy bromides each and every day here on our show.
I could use some pithy bromides right now.
Okay. Some commonplace notions or ideas that I'm not going to say they're cliches, but things you can live by. Rules
right.
to live by.
Okay.
Take it easy, greasy. You got a long way to slide.
That was your dad's.
Who famously said that.
Yes.
He was like, don't always get so uptight about things. You know, it's one of those 10 years from now, will you remember it? Will it be an issue then?
It's the 10-10-10 rule. In fact, they said
there's
a bunch of underrated pieces of life advice, and one of them that's very similar to that one from your dad is you can't impress everybody, so don't try. You're hurrying around doing this for somebody and hurrying around doing that for...
I've been in radio long enough to know that it's absolutely true.
That is absolutely true.
You can't please all the listeners all the time.
And on that same thing, you got to take time to know yourself.
Okay.
Meaning that you've got to know who you are, what you stand for, what your boundaries are.
Yes.
So take that time to really understand. This one I don't understand. Always measure backward. I understand always proofread backward.
Measure twice, cut once.
That one I've heard, but measure backward?
Measure backward.
I don't know what that one is.
Is that more along the lines of a hindsight being 20/20? I don't know
Maybe.
What that
I don't know.
Necessarily means.
Patience and persistence are a virtue.
Absolutely.
So
they
are. Yes. I definitely, you know, you've always said it's like life is like a boxing match, you know? It's the people that stay in all 12 rounds.
Oh, sure. Specifically with my career. It's like
with anybody's just career.
Know you're going to get your head beat in for 12 rounds.
Right.
But if you can stay standing, you will have eclipsed everyone.
It's that that persistence.
By the way, don't just pray for patience because God will say, okay, I'm going to put you in a ton of circumstances to grow that patience. It won't just be magically given to you.
That's a learned behavior. Hey, that's life, man. That's life.
It sure is.
This one, I think you say, differently than this, but, you know, because we are so busy at concerts and everything else, videotaping, and want to live in this.
Yes!
Live in this moment.
That's a big one.
At Cartole.
Yes.
Ashley and Brad.
It's a version of a game that we just played here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Because we played Everybody Knows earlier, but this is somewhat of a different version. It's called I Should Have Known That, where the questions are things that we are supposed to know? Question mark. I still haven't quite settled on what the intent of the game is.
It's because you get points taken away.
Yeah. We start with 25 points, and then the questions will be deduced if you incorrectly answer them. But again, some of these are, you know, fairly common knowledge type things, but let's find out. Starting with 25 points for you, what is the name of the largest hot desert in the world?
Mojave.
The 19th century goldsmith Fabergé is best known for creating what type of objects?
Eggs.
What does the company Ben & Jerry's produce?
Ice cream!
What is a chinchilla?
It's an animal.
Well,
it's like a little muskrat-y, little mousy-looking thing.
All right, let's check your answers. What is the largest? What is the name of the largest hot desert in the world? You said Mojave.
Is it Death Valley?
Sahara.
I almost that was in my top three. It was in my top three.
Sahara. You subtract 7 points.
7 points.
So you're at 18.
Come on.
What does Fabergé make? They say Easter eggs or eggs. Yes. Ben & Jerry's produces, of course, ice cream.
Of course they do.
What is a chinchilla? A rodent. Closely related to guinea pigs.
Okay.
So that's close enough.
Yeah, it was
close. All right. So 18 points is what you wound up with.
Okay. Who was the founding father of psychoanalysis?
Sigmund Freud.
Route or Route 66 begins and ends in what two cities?
Hold on. Let me go through the song. Los Angeles. It winds from Chicago to L.A., so I'm going to say Chicago.
If a stock increases 10% and then the next day falls 10%, is the stock unchanged in value?
No.
And in what year was the State of Israel established?
1947.
Okay.
It's so close. It's one of those.
Let's check your answers.
Yeah.
Who was the founding father of psychoanalysis? Sigmund Freud. Yes, that's correct. Route 66. Do you say route or route?
Route 66.
I say route 66, but if I see the word, route.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I know.
Begins and ends in what two cities? Chicago to L.A. Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If a stock increases 10% and then the next day falls 10%, is it unchanged in value? No.
No.
It's dropped in value.
Right.
And in what year was the State of Israel established? You hesitated. It was 47 or 48. And you said 47. It's 48.
Ah.
But you only, this isn't fair. You only get 2 points taken away.
Right,
I get seven.
Well, that's how the game worked. I'm sorry.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad. So we've established that, yes, there are many adult leagues of kids games these days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pickleball is wildly successful, which I remember playing in junior high school. And there's also dodgeball leagues. How about kickball?
Have we not seen
adult kickball leagues?
Yes, I've got a couple of friends that are in these.
All right. It's National Kickball Day.
It is. And it's time to, you know, listen, it's always good to go back to the playground.
It is.
And kickball, it's actually enjoyed all around the entire world. The rules are the same everywhere. And it's existed since the early 1900s. It was originally called kick baseball because it was used by gym teachers to teach the basics of baseball to kids.
Right.
And it's played on the same kind of field. It's got the three bases and the home plate. And it uses anywhere between an 8.5-inch to a 16-inch inflated rubber ball, like a utility ball. It's the same one you got knocked in the face with dodgeball. It's that thing, doink, ball. Yeah,
that's the,
except when you're playing kickball, you don't normally get hit in the face.
I like to play it with the giant yoga balls, the giant bouncing you can sit on them. Those are awesome.
Don't think that's regulation play.